Hey, you guys.
Happy Sunday.
Welcome back to
Don't Do It Here.
Don't Do It Here.
Okay. Period, poo.
Can't see the comments and stuff. It's the wrong direction.
Ain't it though?
You want to start it up?
Hey, Anato.
Y'all.
What is going on?
I don't know what's happening.
So my phone has a little button that pop up in the corner that turns it, that you can hit. What's that ad that's adding people? Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
You know, start it over.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back. I don't know. I hit the table. I must have messed up something.
Hey, you guys.
And we're back.
Okay. Sorry about the complications. Phone. I woke up the other day and my whole phone was different. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, it did like an update, but then it like changed everything. I don't know. Hey, I'm Elta.
Hi, Anetha.
So we are back for episode 39.
Yes.
It is December 6th. Mm-hmm. And y'all, where do you go? Honestly, I don't really care because 2020 has been a year.
Yeah, it has been something.
It really has. But where did it go?
It was told you when you graduated from high school, I said, you graduating from high school and before you know it, you're going to be 25.
That was last year. So I
don't. The time goes by so fast, the world never stops.
Mm-mm, it don't. It just gets worse.
It goes right on by.
But that's what we do. But we have been doing this. I get an update like every 3 months, but it'd be like from, cause we've been doing this for a year. Mhm. Yeah, a year, and it'll do it for like the same date if it comes up like that.
Uh huh.
Which is weird, but I'm like, and it'll be like episode 15. I'm like 15. It'd be weird though.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie. Anyhow, how was your week?
My week was good. It was a good week. So normally, as you know, in December, we normally have an employee Christmas party. But
which was canceled.
Which was canceled due to COVID-19.
So freaking mad.
So.
Hey, Jarrell.
In place of not having a Christmas party, mm-hmm. what they're doing is like a two-week thing for Christmas. Like they're hiding tickets for gift cards and things like that. So, and we're having a cubicle. So we decorating our cubicle for
bunch of lameness. They should just pay
for prizes, you know.
We're so good. How are you?
So that's been kind of fun, you know. I did Whoville for my desk or my area. And so
I wanted to go to a party and get drunk, but
I know. Well, we're still supposed to do something, but you never let me know what dates. Your schedule hadn't been put up yet at the time.
So not next weekend, but the weekend after that is my last weekend off. The weekend after Christmas.
The weekend after Christmas. Uh-huh. So you work Christmas weekend.
I got to work Christmas Day. That's good, ain't God good? Hey, Aunt Tracy. Tamara. Hey, Tracy.
Yes. Hey, TT.
Yes, I'm red, y'all.
Yes, right.
So, Kayvon said, hey. So, I had intentions of not dyeing my hair again because I was like, I'm going to get some braids and keep them in until the end of the year. And then I was going to get my hair cut. I was going to get it trimmed and stuff. Mm-hmm. But my hair doesn't do bad. Like, so it really wasn't in need for a trim yet. And I didn't feel like by the end of the month it was going to need one. Mm-hmm. So, and then my cousin, she called me and was like, I want to cut my hair. And I was like, what do you mean cut it? Like, you want a trim? And she was like, no, I want it short. And she sends me a picture of her hair about this long. Like, Aunt Tamara, you know what I'm talking about. Because you would chop yours off right now. It's shorter than yours. So, she come to my house yesterday. And I was like, if I'm cutting your hair, you got to dye my hair. And she was like, bet. So, I get it. She get my house. And I go in the back. And we cut her hair. And I get it about this long. It's about 5 inches, okay?
She got that from Dad, from her granny.
Uh-huh. It's about 5 inches. And she was like, she looks at me and says, it ain't short enough.
Uh-huh.
And Curtis is like, if she getting it the way she want it in the picture, then you're going to have to cut it shorter than that. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to. So, luckily, the clippers die. And I have to put them on the charger. So we go upstairs and she colors my hair. And then we get the clippers and I cut it down some more. By then I had got my nerves together. So she was saying she wanted to dye it the color that she sent me in the picture, which is like a copperish red color.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'll get you 2 boxes of dye because it's only going to be an inch long and it's going to take a lot.
Right.
So I hop in the shower to wash my hair out. And I get out and she gets in the shower and she washes hers out. And y'all, when she walked in that room, I like to dye it. It's so pretty. And she has like the perfect little round face. So it was like, short haircuts look amazing on her. Mm-hmm. And then she looked at mine and she was like, oh my God. And I was like, I know, right? But I put so much oil on my hair. It's not even funny because I know that it's going to be dry and brittle. But it actually turned out really, really well. Like
it looks shiny.
And it looked like that, right, without me putting anything on it. But I put oil on it just
yeah.
And then Aunt Faye come texting me, been about a week ago. Uh-huh. She texted me out the blue something. I want to do a, she said she want to do a wet roller set on her hair.
Mm-hmm.
She says, what do I do? Why do people think that I know what you're supposed to do just because I'm natural? I know how to do my hair. I don't know how to do nobody else. Mm-hmm. So I told her to do exactly what I do when I roller set my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, I like my, she said she liked her curl pattern, but it looks dry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, just do a wash and go and then put oil on it and won't look dry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't send me no pictures. Didn't say, hi, boo, kiss my booty, nothing. Okay? So, I, me and her got some talking to do because she didn't call me back after she did it.
She probably did. Did she do it? I wonder.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. She
might
never
have
been
do it.
Bruh, if she did, I'm be upset because she knows she could have did it. Thank you, though. Thank y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt likes it, too.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I was going to do a copper color, but I was like, no, I'm already red. And then put that brighter color on top of my head. It might be looking like a giant one.
Or an eraser.
Okay.
Woo.
So what did you write your week? A 8?
A 8.
Mm-hmm. Mine was about a...
I had, I found 2 gift cards. So I had $50. I found 2 $25 gift cards that were. So my week was pretty good.
Look at her.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Don't think so. What do you mean? Mine was...
How was your week?
7.
7.
Not too much going on. I just worked and came home.
No.
Don't think. The only exciting thing I did was color my hair.
Really?
Life is pretty dull at the moment.
Right.
Okay. I ain't had no Christmas shopping.
I ain't done any either.
Well, I tell you what. If grandma and grandpa ain't gonna let me come to the house, they ain't getting up for Christmas.
Oh, Lord.
Play with me.
Oh, God.
Sure won't.
Oh, Lord.
Gonna get a thing of cold messing with me. And I don't think I'm getting Dildre and EJ nothing either. I'm gonna get that cat something because he's a character.
You talking about Chad?
Yes. The thing was laying under a cover a while ago.
He always under the cover.
No, Mom. He had the cover. It was like he had pulled it. I saw it and pulled it up to his neck. I saw that crazy cat.
I don't like cats.
He said he, oh, you don't think she did it? I'm mad. You tell her she need to do it. That's what you said her. Yeah. She had like she was adamant. You know what I'm saying? She was like, she and then really I sent her, yeah, it. And I sent her pictures of like the product. But and I felt like that's what it was. But I was like, I'm gonna see if she gonna ask me to come and do it. Because uh-huh. if she would have asked me, I would have came and did it. Uh-huh. But I kind of felt like she wanted to see if she could do it herself too.
Maybe.
But she was like, I sent her a picture of curl cream to make her curls popping. Mm-hmm. And then I told her that to keep it in place and to hold it, they put a gel on it. She's talking about send a picture of the gel too.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to send you everything. But she didn't ever send me no pictures. So I don't think she did.
Oh.
But I said, and she ain't the only one. It be people at work asking me to do that. I don't know how to do hair. I do my hair. Because she won't do it no more. And Aunt Dildre won't do it. I'm doing it for survival.
You don't ask me to do your hair.
Don't even.
When have you asked me to do your hair and I've never and I haven't done it?
I'll ask mama to braid my hair sometimes, right? And after she braids, she's like, ooh, I'm glad I don't have to do this all the time no more.
Sure ain't.
See what I'm saying?
But I do. You ain't never asked me to do your hair and I ain't done it.
Shit, that's because I ask it maybe twice, three times a year.
That's right. You wrong. That's all you need to ask.
And that's why I'm doing my hair for survival reasons. So I'm walking around here like a tornado on top of my head. And sometimes still do because I don't care.
Good Lord. All that hair. Shoot.
That's like, I feel so free. I was like, I know. I can't do it though. I want mine to get long. Like my sister just recently cut like 6 inches of her hair off.
Which one? Nine.
Like she could, it's like
she got a lot of hair though,
but she don't know her hair is thin. But it's
you
just
said it. It looks so thick.
It looks thick, but when you actually run your fingers through it, it's thin.
Oh, for real?
It's not like it's thick in its own way. Like she got white people hair.
No,
like it's like no. I said it back. It's like Chinese people hair because it's that thin straight, but it's like. It's hard to explain. It's weird. But she could. It's like now it's like here. It was down her heel.
I know. She got a lot of
she dyed it in the front and cut it down. It's pretty though.
Yeah, I bet it
it's
is.
It's pretty. Daisy's hair is so cute.
Yeah, I saw.
My mom's so mad with her.
Is he mad?
Yes.
She got that from her.
Extremely mad.
She got that from her granny. Her granny was the same way.
Yeah, I know. Lamont wants her to have braids like 24/7. Nobody's gonna do that.
He her daddy. She don't care what he wants.
She do, she don't. She was like, look, I'm cutting it. And he was like, well, as long as I ain't got to hear about it. And she walked in the house and he didn't say nothing. He just looked at her head. That's how mad he was. He didn't even say nothing.
Whatever.
Hen Station, you need to let me keep that little chunky baby of yours, her babies. Her leg's about that big and I just want to eat it. She's so cute.
Is
fine or thin? My hair is fine. Yeah, her hair is fine. I put it that way. It's not thin. It's fine. Like, I wish mine was though. I was cutting Daisy's hair, and her hair is the same way mine is. Like right here, like at the top of our head, it's like the hair. I don't care. Why she bad? Who
fault is that?
Exactly.
And where she take it after?
Exactly.
Her mama. She get it from her mama.
Okay.
She get it from her mama.
See, I hate people be like, man, she bad. That baby ain't bad. She just be on your nerves.
Right.
Now, bad children, I can't stand bad children for real.
Girl.
Lord, and you know what? I be calling my residents bad. I be like, you bad. I ain't bad. Anyways.
Oh, Lord.
Anyhow, today we are going to do a crock pot bacon cheeseburger sloppy joe.
That sounds good. Corsair is the best.
I bet you is sick. I bet she is full rotten. She the first two.
Yep. Just like mine.
So sweet. She is so cute. So cute.
I don't know about that, Aunt Elth. Grandma used to say the same thing. She said, I'd much rather have your hair than mine. My grandma has some of the prettiest hair. But she always said, I would much rather have your hair than mine. My hair real coarse. Honey,
that's what grandma tells me.
Right here in the top of this head right here. I can't comb it if it get too knotty. So, I'm trying to tell you, my stuff is thick and what? When it start to grow, whew.
I think I have a good grain of hair because I be feeling like it's nappy, but it really ain't because even when my hair needs to be combed, like I can still run a comb through it. Yeah, I be kind of rough with it, but I run a comb
you
through
just
it whenever
heavy-headed.
I need to. Who fought that?
Mm-hmm. You ain't tender-headed.
Who fought that?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to know what's funny? She got the heaviest hand to a man on earth and tender-headed.
I'm not tender-headed.
Yes, she is.
I'm not tender-headed. I don't like people in my head. I don't like other people in my head.
She be like, you comb my hair to me.
No, I'm not.
It hurt.
I am not tender-headed. I don't like other people in my head.
No.
I do not. You know how when you go to the salon and somebody else styling your hair and they be
don't
having their fingers all in, it get on my nerves. Get out my darn head.
Hold up, babe. Aunt Elsa, you just ain't found nothing that working your hair the way you want it to.
She got hair like mama.
I feel like all of them got such pretty
soft hair.
Yes.
That's the way grandma got it from grandma. Grandma hair was like that.
I will never forget that day good grandma hair and she wanted that roller set and the rollers kept falling out. She made me so mad. Oh my God.
Yeah, they got
and
she that was like, hair from grandma fucking
like, I hate this hair. Look at how rough it is. Girl, this ain't rough. This baby doll hair. Soft as silk. Got a hush. Oh, she made me
grandma.
Mad.
Yeah, my hair was like that. And my grandma used to have curls about like that on the back of her neck. Back yes. So
funny about my hair too. That's understandable. I ain't never been like that. Well, to a certain extent I am. Like I don't let just anybody do my hair, but like if I look at your hair and your hair looks decent, I probably let you try mine. Like Sharnicia, when I first started working with her, she had her hair in a puff and it was so thick. And I was like, what you do? She was like, I don't do nothing to it really. And then she was like, I want my hair to look like yours. I was like, girl, your hair do look like mine. And then she came to work another week and she had braids. And I was like, who did your hair? And she like, I did it. I said, how much you charge? Because you have to do mine.
Right.
And that's what I get when I want her to do mine. When I want braids, I'll text her. I'll be like, you feel like braids? She'd be like, maybe. We off. And then sometimes I say, she's like,
I know
no.
That's right. I am
she
not
like, I ain't
up.
In the mood. I
right.
Said, dang. Come on, sis. Okay, so we're going to do crock pot bacon cheeseburger sloppy joe.
Mm-hmm.
It says it takes 10 minutes to prepare and 2 hours to cook, mm-hmm. which is a total of 2 hours and 10 minutes in preparation or in total cooking time.
Mm-hmm.
It serves 6 people and it's 502 calories. So if you're watching your weight or watching your calories, eat half.
Eat a half a sandwich.
Okay.
Or make your sandwich thin and not a mountain,
or use lettuce or like thin like flatbread
or even
like
do
that.
Turkey instead of ground beef,
that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do turkey because it's nasty. Oh, excuse me y'all, I'm sorry. I got mom hair, nappa neck, and daddy hair around the edge.
Oh God, you got a combination head.
Elsa, stop commenting on this thing online. Cause you always shame yourself. Come on, naps on the neck. You know what?
She said she got mom hair at the nape of the neck, which is back here.
Oh,
and daddy
and
hair. The edges.
You know what?
Mama said the same thing that she got. Part of her head is grandma's, part of her head is granddaddy's.
But it all looks the same though.
Right.
So what did y'all really say? And if I'm not, won't granddaddy bald half of his life?
No,
he had hair.
He had hair the whole time. He kept it cut close.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
He had hair though.
Y'all be shaming. Don't come to my granddaddy like that.
Mama say the same thing.
First of all.
Right.
So your ingredients are going to be 1.5 pounds of lean ground beef or Beyond Meat or whatever it is that you want to call it. Speaking of the vegetarian, what you want?
Hey, Didi.
You and that cat. Tell me, or I feel some way that he ain't texted me in like 3 months. Mm-mm. 1 tablespoon of minced garlic. Uh-huh. 1 small package of 8 ounce of Velveeta. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what Velveeta is. It's block cheese that you can buy, and mm-hmm. it melts when you're making like dips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. 1/2 cup of diced onion. 1 cup of cooked bacon crumble. Now, see me, I'm just gonna slap a whole piece of bacon up there. Mm-hmm. But to each his own.
Or use bacon bits. The real bacon bits.
That too.
That would work.
Salt and pepper to taste. You're gonna need 6 sandwich buns, sliced bread, whatever you wanna put it on.
Onion rolls.
Okay. Mm. Come back to the light. Tell Chance I said what he want for Christmas. Lettuce, tomatoes, sliced cheese, pickles. All of those are optional and for garnish. Mm-hmm. Your instructions say, you're going to cook your beef and garlic over a medium-high heat in a 12-inch skillet, approximately 8 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to stop right here. And we're going to tell y'all that if you want to do this whole thing in a crock pot, you can. Mm-hmm. Put your beef in there, let your beef cook, and then in about an hour after all your beef is, it probably won't take an hour, probably 30 minutes. All your beef will be about halfway cooked. You put the rest of your ingredients in the pot, okay? Mm-hmm. After you cook your beef in the pan for 18 minutes, it will continue to cook in the slow cooker.
Duh.
Just put it in the slow cooker to begin with.
Right.
Add the cooked beef to a non-stick. Oh, wait. I done skipped some. Okay. Crumble the beef while you cook to your liking. Drain the skillet of oil. Mm-hmm. That oil ain't gonna hurt nobody. Mm-mm. Add the cooked beef to a non-stick sprayed slow cooker. And add the cubed cheese, onion, bacon crumbles, and salt and pepper. Stir to combine as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Cook on low for 5 to 6 hours or on high for 2 hours, stirring occasionally. When ready to serve, fill your bun with the beef mixture and enjoy with your desired garnishes. Thank you for coming to Gabby's Burgers.
That sounds good, though.
It do. But yes. Whenever they say in these recipes, whenever they say anything about cooking in
something
skillet,
on top of the stove,
put that thing in that pot.
But what you
because first of all, they put it in the pan and didn't even cook it all the way because they put it back into the crock pot and let it finish cooking.
And you gonna cook it for 5 hours? It'll be done.
This is hamburger. It's gonna be done in 2 hours. Right. Whether you cook it on low or high, either way,
it's gonna be done. Trust me. It's not gonna not be done.
Y'all can tell these instructions is by white folks. Okay? Who got time?
Right.
Okay.
You're gonna mess up a whole frying pan.
Black people don't waste time. Okay.
Nope. Ooh,
come on. Just quit it. Hey. Lavish. I like it.
Okay.
Alright, so now we're going to do our questions.
Okay.
First one says, what's something people don't worry about but really should?
Their COVID-19.
Health. Their health.
COVID-19. COVID-19.
That too.
Yep.
Health. Their finances.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
Mm-hmm.
Parents.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're elderly. What else? That car. Some people don't care about that car. Some people really just don't take care of a car. They just like, I buy another one. What? Mama had a Chrysler Town and Country van that had 300,000 miles on it.
Yep.
Okay. Y'all didn't hear what I said, did you?
And somebody wrecked it.
Hold on. That wasn't my fault. The lady came around the bus and hit us, okay? It was not my fault.
Yes, my bad.
But it had
so
300,000 miles on it.
Original miles.
And when she took it to the, and when they got it to the junkyard, the man was like, they don't normally get that high in mileage. How long did you have that car? 20 years?
I don't know. I don't remember how
At
long
least 15,
I had it.
Because I remember you getting it when I was in like middle school.
I had it a while.
And I wrecked it when I was 20. Yeah. So, about 15 years.
Something like that. But it was a good van.
Credit score.
Oh, yeah. Things that people should worry about.
I saute my stuff first. Because you extra. Ain't nobody ask you.
You cooking it for 6 hours. In what a you cooking crock pot. It twice whole, for?
Yeah, I don't think I understand. A crock pot is so that you don't
have to do
cook.
Anything.
Okay, you just putting everything in there and let that thing do its own thing. You're going to stir that bad boy twice and that's going to be dinner. Do you hear me? Okay.
It's going to be in there for 5 hours. Why are you going to cook it twice?
Why are you saying it? First of all, you know what? Throw your crock pot away.
She said it adds flavor.
No, it don't. Don't do none of that. Credit score. That's
yes,
none.
That's true. Salvation. That's definitely that's true.
19, 20, and 21.
What? 19, 20, and 21. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what.
Ma, what's 19, 20, and 21?
What is you talking about? Hey, Leneva.
Hi.
Flavor.
Okay.
Daddy said change the oil and it lasts forever. Hello?
Papa
that's,
too.
That's Papa Walter thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That is true. Credit score is one of them.
Yes.
Okay, the next question says, what movie quotes do you use on a regular basis? Till you do right by me.
Everything you think about go for hell.
Woo!
Man, listen.
You show is ugly. That thing was funny to be more. What's one? Oh, listen, I walk around screaming stuff from movies. Curtis was supposed to love me. I said that when they cursed him out, I do love you. I said, stupid. It's a movie quote. He's talking about, oh, I know.
Crazy. I'm not.
Maybe you come be a part of him, be a part of Christmas.
Right. Come on while I'm young.
Nah,
the child mentioned a check.
No, I didn't. He's talking something. He said something. The Grinch, he's talking about, what do you want?
That's my boy.
Oh my God.
Love the Grinch, yeah.
Just keep swimming. What do we do? We swim. Ha, 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 ha. We love to swim.
Okay, Dory.
I be at work tripping. I be at home tripping.
I have to say, you can't handle the truth. Hey, Val.
You did say, hold your peace.
Okay. Peace.
Be still. Oh, my God. Listen, we gonna move on because I go on all day.
Right. I'm not messing with you.
You better not cut me. Boy, I want it, bruh. I remember the first time I watched that movie and I was like, boy, cut him. Slice his ass. And then she said, Miss Seeley, I think that blade is dull. It need to be. Cut him deep. God, that thing made me mad.
Deep and hard and wide.
Oh, it made me mad.
They took Grandma and Aunt Ethel to see that at the movie theater.
Oh my God.
And they was up there. They was just hollering, cut him. Cut him. Cut him. Aunt Ethel talking about pass the eggnog. What's that from? What movie that's from, Aunt Ethel?
Yeah, so I can watch it. Ooh. Lord, that was funny. No, and then what is the name of it? When they be in the cabin, this is the Tyler Perry movie.
And they be in the woods?
They be in the cabin, they be up in the woods in the cabin. It be all of them. And she be like, Marcus. Oh. She be like, I got 4 brothers. I'm waiting for you to act, dude.
Oh, talking about why did we get married?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said his name way too many times.
Marcus. Oh my God, she's so ghetto.
She said his name way too many times in that movie.
That thing be funny to me. Okay, y'all. Next question said, did she ever answer the question?
How about who this here woman?
How about you fuck this here Andrew joint?
Right. Who this here woman?
That man closed that daggone piano.
He said,
time to go.
He Because I think,
listen, she need to be a movie.
She talking about Neva Jean at Christmas. I believe, yeah, she used to love the eggnog.
Listen, Aunt Neva came to our house for Thanksgiving one year, and Mom had cooked fatback.
A
whole bowl for everybody now, not just.
And she walk around with it.
Aunt Neva picked the bowl up and ate the whole bowl.
Didn't want to share.
And didn't eat. And I don't think she ate Thanksgiving.
She ate.
Did she?
She just didn't want nobody else to have none of that fat back.
Listen, she ate the whole bowl. She talking about, is that fat back?
She talking about, oh, you want to, oh, this was for Mama everybody.
Mama said, Aunt Neva, this for everybody.
What is you doing?
Mama talking about, let me at least get two pieces.
Right.
For my dinner.
For my plate. I mean, since I cooked it.
Walk around the whole house. Oh. Yes, I wish it was streaming. They was playing it the other day.
I think it's...
I love the part when they be running through the flowers to each other.
Yeah.
And then I love how their outfits was like blowing in the wind. Oh my God, mm-hmm. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Okay. The next question says, do you think that children born today will have better or worse lives than their parents? Worse. Mm-hmm. Because the world is getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be better. At all.
It'll either be the same or worse.
Hey, Stacy May.
Hi.
The next one says, what's the funniest joke you know by heart? Funniest joke you know by heart.
I had to think of what it is. It's,
what's that one that Tabitha said? The one Tabitha daddy told her. I can't remember.
How do you get a man with one arm to come out of a tree? To come down out of a tree.
Mm.
Wave at him.
You know what?
He got but one arm.
So wrong.
Hey.
Y'all read A Promised Land? Mm-mm.
Not yet. President Obama's book.
The one Uncle Johnny used to tell.
What was it? I don't remember it. He
tell
y'all so one, many.
I'm gonna tell y'all the one Granddad told me and Mama.
Oh.
Granddad said, "You wanna know how you stay healthy?" He said, "When you go to the doctor." Put the Mountain Dew in your pocket. I said, why yeah. Mountain Dew? Because Pepsi kill you.
Right. He did say that. This is crazy.
I said,
What did he say that day about toboggans? He said something that day about toboggans, too.
Oh, I remember.
I don't remember what he said, but he did. He said... I remember the Mountain Dew one, but he said something about toboggans that day, too.
I don't know.
Russell Bland was a silly son.
Okay.
He was so silly.
For real.
Standing around with that cigarette. Baby, grandbaby, showing
okay, grandbaby. That's what I told Dave, too. I said, boy, granddad would be in love, saw your head, he'd be mad as fire. She's on saying, yup. She's talking about he was mad when I cut it when he was alive. I said, I bet he was. He would call your boy right now, grandbaby, what you do to your hair?
Yeah. Y'all ain't had no names around here.
Okay, not now.
Not now.
He said, me and Daisy getting out the car a couple of months before he passed away.
He didn't say your name right, no way, did
he? Mm-mm. He always called me Gabriel.
Him and your daddy.
Me and Daisy get out the car. He's sitting in the yard talking to somebody.
Uncle Bill, what do you call a graveyard? What? Dilda talking about, is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it then.
Okay. A dead folks park.
A dead folks park. I'm not. That sounds just like something he would say too. What do you call a graveyard?
A dead
folks park. Kind of games is they playing?
Oh my God. All right, the next one says, what was the last time you felt you had a new lease on life?
When my grandbaby was born.
Jesus. A new lease on life. I haven't felt like that.
When my grandbaby was born, I felt like a new person.
Oh, God.
I did. I still do.
Vanessa said, what's the funniest actual name you've heard of someone having?
Okay, so, you know, when you graduate from high school, they ask you your complete name for graduation. Uh-huh. They give you your diploma.
Right.
Right? So, one of my classmates, his name was, well, his middle name, I won't say his first and last name, but his middle name was Cleophas.
And he won't
black. Cleophas.
Woo.
We was like, when they said his name, we was like, what? What?
I don't know. I know I used to go to school with this girl. She was, her parents were from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Hassanati. And mm-hmm. everybody said it wrong. And I remember I had, the only reason I heard her name was because when he was doing roll call on the first day of class, he murdered it. He was like saying everything but the right thing.
Sometimes I think
thing.
People do that intentionally.
No, when you look at it, you wouldn't be able to pronounce it. And I was like, girl.
But instead of messing her name up like that, why didn't he just say, can you pronounce your name for me?
Well, he was the type of person.
Known,
yeah.
You know
but
what I'm
But he was the type of person that liked to try to get your name right on the first try.
But if you know you can't pronounce
and
it.
And she was like, no, it's Hassanati. He was like, you sure?
Spongetta.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Spongetta.
Wow.
That's. Cleophas.
Yeah, Cleophas, that's like the funniest thing I ever heard in all days of my life. Mm. And I mean, they said the whole name. Boy, if we didn't holler, that thing was funny to us.
People don't think that my name is funny, but people think that it's
unusual.
No, they don't think it's unusual. A lot of times they say it's beautiful. But they don't believe me because of how it's, when I say it, they always be like, you're playing. And I'm like, no. I'm not joking. I'm not playing. Like, I'm for real. And they'll be like, show me your driver's license or show me your ID. Mm-hmm. And now I have to show it to them. They'll be like, oh my God. And from then on, they always call me Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Or Poke.
Or either, they either call me Pocahontas, Poca, Poke, Honest, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
but
that you can think of. Yeah. Except for Gabby or Gabrielle.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris.
It's okay. It's not too.
But they intentionally do that.
Yeah.
It's not that they don't know how to pronounce her name. It looks just like Pamela.
Right, but with a K.
But with a K. They do that intentionally.
Yeah, they do. Which charity or charitable cause is most deserving of money?
It's a lot of them.
I feel like the one that,
St. Jude, the cancer for
yeah,
children.
And the one that does that builds the houses and stuff after hurricanes. I can't remember what the name of it is. Is it Blue Cross Blue Shield?
No, that's the insurance company, babe.
Oh yeah, that is.
You mean Red Cross, they do blood.
What is it? I think that's a charity. When they build the houses after, because they
got the stores, Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, is that ain't that a charity?
It is, but
it's also an organization.
Yeah, it's an organization where you can put in time and hours towards
Faye, helping. Why you ain't seeing me no pictures of your hair?
She talking about me, find me. Get out. Yeah, Habitat for Humanity.
I'm gonna tell y'all where y'all should never shop.
Where?
The Goodwill.
You said never shop?
Never shop.
Oh yeah, because
well, I ain't gonna say don't shop, but I wouldn't give them money just because
people give they donate it free and then they turn around and sell it for a profit.
No, it ain't even that. Like, they are supposed to be a God or a
Christian based
company, and there's nothing Christian about them. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
I know you used to work there.
There is nothing, and I do mean nothing, Christian, about it.
United Negro College Fund.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Come on through, black people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, don't give, if you go and shop at Goodwill, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can find some good stuff in Goodwill. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But don't be giving them no money just because. Don't be giving them charitable.
Donating.
Yeah,
donating to them. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Don't donate. They ain't no John Brown charity, okay? Because they don't believe in giving to nobody but they self. All that money that they claim goes to different places. It goes into the owner's pocket. That's why he got a mansion and 3 boats.
Okay. Oh God.
So yeah.
She said clear. Goodwill does offer free classes.
I reckon they do. All the money they be taking, trying to clear their conscience.
Everybody that claim Christian are not.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Say it again. Look at them talking about, hey Faye. She better answer my question.
Did she do her hair? Aunt Faye, did you do your hair?
She can to me. If you can't find it at the Goodwill, you don't need it. You know. The next question says, what TV show character would it be the most fun to change places with for a week? A TV show character.
I think we answered that before. Because remember I said, remember the show that LL Cool J used to be on? I want to be the chick that
he was dating.
Yup.
Okay.
And he on, what's the show he on now? You put me up there.
NCI.
Put me up there.
You know what?
Baby. Let's see.
If Queen Latifah's show was still on, I wouldn't be on her show. I used to love her show.
Living Single?
No. She had a talk show.
Oh.
Or Living Single. I watched her closer with her at Living Single. Because Scooter was cute.
Yes, ma'am. He play Black Lightning now.
I know. Why did it take me almost 30 days? No, it was longer than that. But it took me a while for me to realize that's who they was.
Oof, he is good looking now.
An empty wagon keep a lot of noise.
And showing up, dude.
You know what? Love the Cantu, thanks. Now I need a sleeping cap. You get that at the beauty supply store for $2. See, why I got to keep schooling y'all?
I'm not.
Okay. Her grandma, Gabby. I done took all my equipment to grandma's house. Still is over there.
What? I know she got rollers over there.
She got rollers. She got hair products. She got one of my combs. I bet you she don't know where it's at. I took all my equipment over there. And didn't ever do it and left my equipment.
Mm-mm.
And you know what? She ain't never said nothing about my equipment. Where's my equipment, Roof? I took some good stuff over there. You know what?
It's over there, child.
Okay, somewhere.
She definitely ain't got rid of it. I can promise you that.
What was cool when you were young but isn't cool now?
Black lipstick.
I wouldn't say black lipstick isn't cool because a lot of people do wear it. But
now?
Wearing, yes. Black liner isn't in style anymore. Like how people used to wear black liner by itself back in the day.
I ain't seen nobody wear black lipstick in a long time.
Well, it don't necessarily be black, but
Mom,
it be...
talking about no.
But it be dark, deep colors. Like, it'd be like all
I'm talking
black.
About black.
I mean, they have black. Some people used to wear black
lipstick.
Some people still do. Seriously, for real, for real.
It ain't popular like it used to be, though.
I bought the whole...
Yeah, Jill just said black lip liner.
Baggy clothes aren't in style now.
Yeah.
Everybody wear everything tight and fit and thotty.
Even guys.
Skanky looking.
I cannot stand to see a man with them.
Eyelashes. Eyelashes are more in style now than they ever have been. Yeah. Ever have. Especially false lashes. Like back in the day, y'all would wear like mascara and it would be really popular. Mascara is not in now. Lashes always in. People are paying
crazy
loads of money. To get lashes put on that last up to a month. Like, it's really
and it's stupid to me because you go and you having those
now,
put on
bottoms,
and then you pull your lashes off trying to get them off.
I'm going to tell y'all a secret.
I love bell bottoms. A lot of people don't like them. I always
like to wear Look, a log.
I like the way it looks hanging like over top of your shoe.
Mm-hmm. And I like the way they fit on me because I'm tall for a woman. Mm-hmm. Curtis hurt my feelings the other day.
What'd he say?
Cause he didn't mean to. It was just because of how I took it. But I was talking about somebody in our family that's real tall. I can't remember who I was talking about. And I was like, I thought I was going to be a tall woman because my dad was so tall. And I was like, mm-hmm. when I stopped growing at 5'7", I was like... And I was like, I'm tall. He was like, yeah, you is tall for a woman. And I was like,
you ain't got to hurt my feelings like that.
I was like, oh no. I know I'm tall.
I think you a cute height though.
He called on Deirdre immediately earlier.
Oh no. Deirdre said she loved bell bottoms.
How? Midget?
People wear butterfly sleeves, you mean, Aunt Ethel?
I wear butterfly sleeves, right? I kind of got them.
Yeah, I love them. I like those too.
I got this from Goodwill.
Okay.
Okay, brand new. Still had tag on it. It was like a $15 shirt I got for $4. Which is like French row. French rows are still in.
Who wear French rows? How about in your hair?
Yes.
Girl, get out of here. I ain't seen no.
You ain't. You need to go to my job. Okay. Demo folks.
That's but elderly, older.
But they still keeping it trendy, huh? Listen, they be having little curls on the front. I'm like, girl, go ahead with your French fries, honey. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. I don't know if y'all saw my post.
Talk about I'm fun size. Me too, Diddy.
Y'all, you 4'11 and 5 foot.
I'm 5'3. Don't
love
with me.
She loves to throw that
3.
That
3. I'm 5'3. That's the whole other 3 inches.
Somebody tell her that 3 inches is her head.
3.
That don't count.
Whatever. It do count.
It don't.
And it
grandma better be glad she the same height as me and she be a midget too.
Mama shorter than you.
No, Mama is like an inch shorter than me. Grandma's like 5'5", 5'6".
Me and Mom same height.
No, Grandma taller than you. You
no, she not.
This woman is... When I look at Grandma, I can look her in the eye. I gotta look down at you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Story. Stop telling stories on me.
She don't like that meat that she's short. It's okay. Men love short women, okay? I seen some lashes look like they were put on with school
glue. I know that.
Oh,
I
seen God.
Some look like when they blink, it touch up here. Some people be doing too much. Take that crap off.
She said, I hate them thick, horse-looking lashes that come from Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and green and blue hair. Oh, I'm going to dye my hair green just because she said she don't like it. People wear butterflies.
We've seen it.
Bell bottoms. Oh, platforms. Platforms are still in style.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit. Yeah. They make them a lot cuter now.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about she's 5'3". Really. No, you ain't, Grandma.
I told you she is the same height I am.
Grandma like 5'4", 5'5".
She is not.
Well, she might be 5'3 now, but when she was younger, I'm pretty sure she was my height. Because, you know, when you get older, your spine shrinks. So she probably is 5'3".
Mom, always, me and Mom always been the same height.
I'm about years telling stories.
No, I'm not.
Because I look at Grandma. I look down.
Aunt Faye talking about 5'2" and full of fun. Tell it, Auntie.
You know what? All of y'all is midgets.
Whatever.
I love natural beauty. I do too. Like, I'm okay. If I didn't have a pizza crust face, I would wear my natural, like, I wouldn't put on makeup. Like, I wouldn't even put on mascara, but my face looks so bad that I'd just be like, I gotta do something to take off the focus off of my face, like my cheeks. So that's why I do my eyebrows a lot. Because if you look from here, you ain't gonna worry about this. That's how I think. Or that's how I feel.
I rarely wear makeup.
I know. You don't need to. I looked at Daisy the other day and wanted to smack her. I'm so ugly. I saw how I punch in your face.
She what?
She thinks she ugly. And I don't know why. And she be talking about how her skin is like this pigmenty. I be like, girl, shut up or I'll smack you with your pretty self.
Mama said her presence is tall. Okay. I stopped traffic.
You know what? I'm so sick of y'all. So sick of y'all.
Yeah, I'm 5'3", but on the inside, I'm 6'3".
Okay, and it ain't just the inside.
Mm-hmm.
5'2", I'm full of fun. 5'3". I'm tall. Aunt Diddle's talking about I'm tall, too. You ain't tall. Wear like a size 5 shoe. Still right? Shopping in kids' section. You a mug.
You can't even tell who shoe
is her.
I can't stand her. I bet Emil's foot is bigger than hers now.
Aunt. But that's the thing. I'm just cute. That's the whole problem.
You what?
I'm just cute. She said, no, Gabby, you're just cute. Yeah, I have on makeup like almost 20%. Okay, maybe 80% of the time. I at least have on lip gloss and mascara.
You are beautiful. I don't care what you're talking about.
That's what Kurt say. He be getting mad.
When I saw that little thing where you had did your hair, like, that girl is pretty.
Okay, but I had a full face of makeup, okay? So, I was looking like a whole cake face that day.
No, you won't.
And Kurt be getting mad when I
be like tall men too on them.
Okay. I like them taller than me. Me bigger too. Than me. Okay.
Me too.
Don't walk up to me and you scrawny.
I don't like little men. Ooh, and I really prefer not short men. I have dated a short man.
I have too.
But it's not really my thing. Like, they don't turn me on like a tall man do.
Mm-mm. And I like to be barefoot. Like, I'm 5'7". Kurt is 6'1". Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of times when I'm around him, I take my shoes off on purpose just so I can be a lot shorter than he is. Because when I put my shoes on, I be like
right there.
I be right there at him, and it ain't the same. That I take my shoes off, I'm like, hey, and that ain't where I wanted to be.
Right, you crazy?
It's funny. He be like, why you take your shoes off?
Mama said makeup protects your skin.
Tell me that, cause
it do.
It does.
Most makeup has some type of
PS
in PS, it, PSF in it, and I mean, that's, it does.
I wear.
But you have to, you know, take precautions and take it off at night, you know.
See,
but
that's where I fail. Because I went to sleep the other night. I took mine off with some baby wipes and honey. When I woke up and washed my face in the morning, I know my skin was hot with me. I know my skin was like, I know you ain't disrespect me like this after we've been going through all this trying to get this skin to be the same complexion, and you just gonna go to sleep with makeup still on? Disrespectful. And I was like, sis, I'm sorry. But a sis was tired, okay?
I use this time of the year, I use
and it looked like a murder
coconut oil on mine. That's why I look so shiny right now.
I can't wear coconut oil on mine. I use this rose hemp stuff.
Oh, really?
I just be going through
plain coconut oil.
All I wear is red lipstick and winged eye. I can't do a winged eye. I got chinky eyes.
Yeah, you look like you sleep.
I have to start my makeup, like my actual eyeshadow, like basically up here.
Yeah.
In my lipstick.
You got a large.
I have a what's it called?
Area.
It's a certain thing that they call my eyelid because it's like layered over top of each other. It's a whole mess. Okay. But every now and then when I feel like it ain't cute, honey.
So you can take care of it.
Okay. All right, now we're going to do our conversation vote.
I
got to
get some more of them, though.
Okay.
Follow up, y'all.
Shut up. Dove soap and Pond's cold cream makes me break out. Dove used to make me break out. I'll never forget Dove at grandma's house one time. But honey, I woke up
and
next day.
And it ain't supposed to have nothing in it.
I woke up the next day and was in hives. Grandma said, what is wrong?
Yeah.
I said, grandma, it had to be that stuff I used. And I didn't use Dove for a long time because of that. Like, for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I started using it about 3 years ago and it's been okay. But my skin weird. Okay?
Mm. I do remember that though.
What is your dream job? Oiling down naked men.
Stupid. You know that's a
my
job
bad.
For real though.
I know.
Lotioning people's legs and stuff.
I
on
couldn't
set.
Do it.
That's a job for real.
Every time I put the oil on, they be saying they gonna have surgery.
I'm not.
No, my dream job will be to I don't know.
I want a dream job for me would be working for myself.
I don't want to
work for nobody else.
I want to have a nursing home, but my residents would be people who could do for themselves and drink and smoke.
Like they want
like
to.
A juke joint. But every now and then they be like, Gabby, can you help me change my underwear? I had an accident. Come on, girl. Let's go.
Now let's go back to the club.
Because Earl is waiting. You know you got a date tonight. Want to dye their hair? Listen, my residents be asking me like, cut their hair and dye their hair, and I be want to so bad.
Oh no!
And I be like, I can't. And they be like, I never forget, this lady told me, she was telling all of us, she was like, I want to dye my hair black or brown, like a chocolate brown. I went to the store and they had it in the store. I went to Dollar Tree and they had like a chocolate brown. I said, boy, I wonder if I get caught at work doing that. I wanted to dye her hair so bad. She wanted it so bad. She was like, I just want to dye it. She's like, I ain't had my hair dyed in a long time. And I saw a lady and her hair was chocolate brown. It was so pretty. She's like, I want to dye mine. And she had like half a head of hair. And I was going to dye it. You hear me?
You are crazy.
All the way. In the bed. In the bed.
Mom said she want her dream career would be a lawyer. A lawyer.
It's never too late. Never too late. You ain't got no children. All your grandkids about halfway grown, and then you got one great grandbaby. It ain't late. Go to school.
She said my grandma wanted to be a mortician.
I know she needs. She still needs to. She need to go back to school.
Oh, she said your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish she would, cause I quit my job working front desk right now.
Oh God.
Travel the world and taste different foods. Okay, stop being white. Stop being white. Say something that black folks will understand. You know that ain't gonna happen.
Travel it could the world. Happen.
Listen, y'all need to stop doing this.
It could
First
happen.
Of all, no. This is my
you
thing.
We asked what was her dream job, not yours.
Her okay, but her dream job don't make sense because she a vegetarian. She can't eat but three things on earth.
On the
okay?
menu. On so, every menu, she can't eat but three
First of all, why are you talking about tasting food and you can only try three things? And then she can't drink wine because then she gonna break out. So
this is true. She allergic.
Another
she allergic.
Dream job, okay?
That is true.
She be killing me. She be killing me.
That is true.
Talking about tasting for what you gonna
she
taste?
About, that's my dream.
The gravy?
It's made with meat chips.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It ain't even broth based.
I'm not. Stop.
Ooh.
My question say.
Ooh.
She's talking about you make me sick.
A flower tea. I know. Grandma need to open up what is it called? A greenery? That's what she needs.
A farm. A florist.
Well, yeah.
She used to do that. But see, she could do that
she
for the funeral home.
She need to open up
home.
A restaurant.
She could do that
Listen,
for the funeral home,
she need to do something
too.
So I can quit my job.
Right.
Because I'd rather work for her.
I don't
her.
Know about that funeral home thing, though.
Grandma, if you go back to school for it, I swear I will work in it for you. When your hair is gray, always use neutral or blue-based dye or else you look like a red-head chicken.
Oh, God.
Period.
Hello. Okay, so my question says... What do you think of tattoos and do you have any?
I have two. I don't think it's anything wrong with it as long as it's like realistic. Like don't go and get tattoos across your face.
Well,
because don't nobody want to see that. Don't get them on your neck. Don't nobody want to see that.
I think as long as you get them in a place that can be covered up, I don't think it's anything wrong with them. Long as it can be covered, you know.
I am not funny. I just say, y'all just know me and I'm crazy. I'm not funny though. I'm really not.
But,
Now, Amoeba could have been a comedian.
Right.
Because that thing was off the wire.
I have two.
Now, watch comment say, I ain't know you had them.
Watch.
I ain't know you had a tattoo. I got one right there.
I took her to get that
one. I peed my pants when I got that one. And then I got one on my arm.
Papa's initials.
It's my granddad's initials. And it's not finished. But I just couldn't go through the pain. That thing hurt. It still hurt. Like it's a spot on it when I rub across it like that.
Put some coconut oil on.
Mm-mm. It's like a under the skin nerve hurt.
Oh, for real?
It's
Did
like,
it go too deep?
No. It's tender.
Because of where it's at.
Tender,
ain't
right?
No sun hitting that part.
Your body is a temple. This is true. But I can express myself on my temple. And then when I meet God, he gonna be like, you know what?
I knew you was gonna do that anyway.
Mm-hmm. You all right.
He already
when I got this and I was like, Lord, forgive me.
He already knew.
Uh-huh. I'm just got never mind. I ain't gonna say what she got.
No, right. Yup. He already knew.
Explicit places. I was mind blown when she had that one on her back. I was like, bro, that thing is big. Mm. And it's on her back.
Mm-mm. That's deep.
Aunt Tamara got one on her back, too.
I ain't seen it. don't know.
I think it's her.
It's Deirdre.
Is it Deirdre?
Yes.
Hi, Alicia.
She talking about hush.
Listen.
We sorry. We apologize.
Honey.
For the inconvenience.
I'm just saying.
She saw Aunt Elsa said sexy on the ankle. A tattoo would be sexy on. She ain't saying she got one.
Oh,
she
just honey, I was gonna say, let me see.
She think it's sexy when she, you know, on the ankle.
Yeah, she got three. Aunt Tamma got one. She had covered. She got, so really, Aunt Tamma has four, but she has one. Oh, thank you, boo. You know, I be trying to do a little something. She got dreads. She had her dreads since we was in high school. Them things is pretty. Yeah. I want a dread.